Okay, what I want to talk about today are two dinim within Bishul, which are a tiny bit complicated. The first halacha is what is called hagasa. There is a din of stirring, that stirring the pot is potentially problematic. Now, there are two sources in Shas for the prohibition of hagasa. Beitza daf lamed daled tells me that echad hevi esa etzim, echad hevi esa ar, the echad megis, right? So in that case, you're going to be chayiv. Right? If you have a bunch of people involved, one of them brings wood, the other one brings the fire, etc. So they're all going to be chayiv. The megis is also chayiv. Now, that case of hagasa means I'm cooking something, I'm stirring something, and it's mamish on the fire. In that case, it's mamish on the fire, and presumably the case is that the item is not yet cooked. So that's why hagasa is going to be problematic. There is another Gemara on Shabbos daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. If you remember, there's a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai holds of what's called Shvisas Kalim. That means, according to Beis Shammai, if you have, just like there's an Isra, I can't do malacha on Shabbos, and there's an Isra, my children should not do malacha, and there's an Isra that my Kalim should not do malacha. That means, even if I start an activity, may Erev Shabbos, but the activity continues on Shabbos, that means that my pat, Ki'ilu, is doing a malacha on Shabbos. So the Gemara has a discussion. The Gemara says, one second, according to Beis Shammai, I understand the Shvisas Kalim. And the Pashtus would be that the halacha that we'll be talking about tomorrow and following, the halacha of like not leaving a pot on the fire unless certain conditions are made, right, the din of Shehiyah, etc., that halacha makes sense according to Beis Shammai. But according to Beis Hillel, who doesn't hold of Shvisas Kalim, so then what would be the problem if I leave a pot on the fire may erev Shabbos? So the Gemara says, Shema yechata begocholim. The concern is that maybe you'll stoke the coals. The Gemara then says that we're talking about tsemer leyora. Let's say I have wool that's in a pot. So shouldn't there be a concern of Shema Yechata there also? Zakli Gemara ba'akura. The issue is that it is akura, meaning the pot is not on the fire. Frek the Gemara lecha shtilma megis. Maybe you'll stir the food. Shema Yechata is that I'll stoke the coals. By frek the Gemara lecha shema megis. Maybe I'll stir the stuff in the pot. So the Gemara says we're talking about akura v'tucha, meaning that it's not on the fire, and there's like a lock on the pot, so that it's not shayich to really stir the stuff in the pot. Akura v'tucha. Now, in that case, the Gemara is saying lechosh doma megis, even when the pot is not on the fire. So that would be a real isra hagasa that should be very relevant for Hilchos Shabbos. Nonetheless, there is room to taina that it's not really so relevant. You see, Tosfos writes that Gemara, Tosfos there in Yud Ches Amud Beis writes that the Gemara that says Doma Megis, what the Gemara is talking about is the Isra of Tzoveya B'Shabbos, dying. The idea is that for tzeveya, every time I stir, it makes the color darker and darker. The pashtus in the Gemara is that the melach of tzeveya is not only when I take something that was white and I make it green, but if I take something that was a shtickle green and then I make it the color of your sweater, that's also tzeveya. It goes from lighter green to darker green. And the Tosfos is understanding that when the Gemara says Doma Megis, what the Gemara means is Mishum de Isra Tzeveya. But it's entirely possible that there is no iser of magus with respect to the dinim of a bishul. Nonetheless, Rashi disagrees. And Rashi there in Shabbos Daf Yud Ches writes that the Gemara's kasha of Dilma Magus is a chash of bishul. Now, what type of food are we talking about? So, it's not exactly clear. It could be that we're talking about food that is not fully cooked. And that's why there's a din of magus. That's the pashtus. So much so that the Rashba there in Shabbos Yud Ches asks Akasha. The Rashba asks, if you're telling me, again, that the case in the Gemara is akura, that the pot is not on the fire, and there's a chshash of magus, we solve that chshash because it's tucha, because the pot is covered over. But the Rashba asks, if there's really a concern of magus, so then it should be usur to remove the food from the pot entirely. You see, what's the din of stirring a pot? Why is it that stirring a pot potentially is an iser bishul according to Taisvis? So there are different ways of saying it. It could be that the idea of stirring a pot is that stirring a pot speeds up the cooking process. Right? If I have food and the food is all in one place, so if I face the area that's right at the bottom of the pot, it's going to get cooked. It's going to take a very long time for the food at the top of the pot to get cooked. When I stir, that makes everything get cooked. If that's the case, so then just based on quantitative mathematics, if I have a pot that's full of, let's say, 1 pound of meat, and I take out 1/4 pound of meat, so then I have 3/4 of a pound of meat that remains in the pot. 3/4 of a pound will cook quicker than 1 full pound will cook. So the Rashba is bothered by Akasha. In fact, the Rashba not only is magus problematic, but chaytza'a bekaf should be problematic also. Not only is there an iser of stirring, but taking food out of the pot should also be usur, affect the Rashba. So the Rashba says, no, it's not usur, because the food is already higia l'maychol ben drusai, and the Rashba l'shitaso holds that ein bishol achar bishol when the food is higia l'maychol ben drusai. That would mean that l'didan, there would be an iser of taking food out of the pot, even when the pot is not on the fire, until the food is fully cooked.
According to Rambam, right?
So the Rambam holds that way also. That's Nachon. The Rambam in Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Aleph. Now, I should point out that the Rambam's case is when the food is al ha'esh. That Rambam Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Aleph talks about the food that's al ha'esh. But the Rambam writes the Hotsa'a Bekaf, taking the food out with a spoon, is also the equivalent of magus. And the Ravid jumps up and down, spits wood and nickels, as the expression goes. And the Ravid says, 1 second, you're not stirring. Stirring means you stir. No, you're a koch lechel. That's stirring, right? But to take food out, Freck the Ravid, that's not stirring at all. L'cha'ayra, the Rambam and the Ravid are disagreeing about a fundamental nekuda, and Rav Rimon points us out in the Sefer. Remember, we have a din of magus. The Gemara says in Shabbos Yud Ches that there's an iser magus even when it's not on the fire. Rashi understands that Isser Magus is about food, is about the Moach of Bishul. Does Magus extend to Hotsa'a Bekaf? Rambam says it does. Ravid says it doesn't. The Rashba says it does, but once it's a Gia, L'maychol ben Drusai, then Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. That would mean, according to the Rambam, once it's Mavush HaKol Tzarko, and it's not on the fire, it should be okay. And the Rambam just says it's also when it's on the fire. Okay, so Zayin. But this machlokas about whether taking food out of the pot is the equivalent of magus is a fundamental machlokas. What's the lumdus, Rav Rimon explains, of magus? One could say that magus is mikarev es habishol. The Ritva, many Rishonim in Shavuos Yudches, right? That keruve bishula is also milsa. If I take a piece of meat that's on the coals and I turn it over, that makes it cook more quickly. Keruve bishul is also bishul. So it could be that the din of magus is because its damazoi is keruve bishul. Alternatively, it could be that the din of magus is not keruve bishul, but the din of magus is that it's mosif pan chadash. That's the way Rav Rimon says it in Hebrew. It's adding a different dimension to the cooking. The food is different because I stirred it. The Chazon Ish, in his expression, says it is softer, something like that. A mosif pan chadash. Now, this is an important nafka mina because of the following idea. Beis Yosef in Simin Reish Nun Gimel quotes from the Kolbo. The Kolbo says that even when something is mevushal kol tzarkai, if it's on the fire, you're not allowed to stir it. That's what the Kolbo says. The thing is mamish cooked through and through, you can't stir it when it's on the fire. Now, l'cha'ira, there's no din of bishul. It's mevushal kol tzarkai. It's through and through. Why would the Kolbo say I can't stir it when it's on the fire? So the pashtus would be because it's mosif pan chadash in the bishul. The pashtus would be that it adds a different dimension. That's really what the Kolbo seems to say. So again, so the Kolbo says that you're not allowed to stir a pot when it is on the fire, even if the pot is fully cooked. We paskin in Yeridaya that covering a pot is the halachic equivalent of stirring a pot, no? Remember the famous sugya of Daf Kuf Ches? Tipas cholav shenafla al hakadera, right? Everyone pulls out their hair from this sugya. Like, drop of milk falls in. So what the din is that I'm supposed to theoretically stir the pot very quickly to allow that tipas cholav to diffuse to the entire pot, so it's not going to trafe up one piece, no? The tipas cholav falls on the, you have a bunch of pieces of meat in the pot, right? So tipas cholav falls on, it could be this piece of meat's going to get trafed. What I could do, though, if I stir the pot, I can make that tipas cholav diffuse to the entire pot, and that will mean that's going to be batel b'shishim. Alternatively, the Gemara says, if I cover the pot, ni'er o kisa, right? Kisa's hakadera, also somehow allows it to spread in Gansen, allows the tipas cholav to spread entirely. If the Kolbo is correct, that when a food is on the fire, you should not stir that food, even if it's mevushal kol tzarkai, that would mean that when food is on the fire, I should not take off the kisui kedera, peek inside, and then close it. Because kisa, covering a pot, no, is the halachic equivalent of ni'er. Ni'er is another Aramaic word for hagasa. No? So that l'chayra emerges from the Kolbo. So again, the Kolbo says the hagasa is usur when the pot is on the fire, even if it's mevushal kol tzarkai. The pashtus in the Kolbo is it's mosif pan chadash. Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Tshuva, Chelek Dalet, Semenayin Dalet, also I think Yud Dalet. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, in his opinion, this is not the pshat in the Kolbo. What the Kolbo means is that sometimes you think it's mevushal kol tzarkai, but there are tiny little pieces here, there, and yonder that might not really be cooked. So therefore, don't stir the pot when it's on the fire, because that looks like you're cooking it. That's one. I think it's a separate mahalach. That's a Tiferes Shmos mahalach. It looks like you're cooking it if you stir the food. People will think you're cooking. Alternatively, Reb Moshe says that maybe you're going to actually be cooking. Potentially, you have to be choishish that you think it's fully cooked, but there might be certain pieces that are not fully cooked. So again, so there are two possibilities within, or I'll say it like this: there are three possibilities within the kobol. When the kobol says I should not stir a pot that is fully cooked on the fire, when the pot is on the fire, don't stir the pot that's fully cooked. Either that's because it's musaf pan chadash, or it's a nira kimavashal of sorts. That's what the Tiferes Shmuel says. Or rechayshesh that maybe it's not fully cooked. This is all the shita of the kobol. In Simin Shin Yud Ches, Se'if Yud Ches, we write, the Mechaber writes, that if the food is on the pot, the food is on the fire, if it's not fully cooked, you should not take the food out. If it is fully cooked, the pashtus is you're allowed to take the food out, according to the Mechaber, but you get the impression that you should not stir it. Stirring the food on the fire is usur because he holds like the kobol. The Ramah goes a step further. And the Ramah writes that stirring a pot is usur, even if it's mvushal kol tzarkai, even if it's not on the fire. And Hotza'a bekaf is the equivalent of magus. Okay, there's a bunch of variables over here, right? Is the food fully cooked? Is it on the fire? Am I stirring? Am I just removing some food from it? Right, the Ramah is super duper uber machmir. Right, the Ramah says the food is not on the fire, and I should not take the food out. Even if it's fully cooked, don't take it out with a spoon. Like, what are you supposed to do? Right? Yeah, I gotta eat. No, what are you gonna do? So obviously, the pshat, the Ramah is quoting this Maharival. The Maharival holds what I'm supposed to do is pick the pot up, dump it into another pot, dump it into my cholent pot, but I can't take it out because there is some element of hotza'a bekaf that's gonna be usher even if it's shaloi agave ha'ish. The Mishnah Brura says nobody holds like this one. Mamish, this idea, Mishnah Brura Oskuf Yud Zayin, writes, according to the Ramah, you have to yahapol ha-kedera la-kaira v'lo yoti b'kaf v'ayin b'achronim d'lo nahigon l'hachmir b'zeh. De be'emes ha'ikah k'mo she'kosavnu de mevushon kol tzarko afilu l'hagis muter. Mishnah Brura. May ikker hadin. If it's mevushal kol tzarko, there's going to be no iser. Well, what's the problem if it's mevushal kol tzarko? You're not cooking it. Why would it be problematic? Elamai, there's a chumra not to be magus when it's mevushal kol tzarko. Okay, great. So don't be magus. But to say the hotza'a bekaf is the equivalent of hagosa, right? To put this Rambam together with the Gemara on Yud Ches, that even if it's Akura, there's some Isser of Hagasa. And to say the Rambam of Hotzah Bekaf equals Hagasa, that's already Tzuvait. Right? That's too far. But the Ramah is Machmir. The Mechaber is not Machmir that much. The Mechaber holds that you're not allowed to be magus when it's on the fire. Even if it's fully cooked, you can't be magus when it's on the fire. Can I be moitzi bekaf? Can I take it out? Can I ladle out when it's on the fire itself? So the Mishnah Berurah in Os Kuf Yud Gimel has two opinions. The Eliyahu Rabba says you should aser. But the first opinion of the Mishnah Brura is that if it's Mavushal called Sarkai, there's an Isser Hagosa, because the Hagosa is Mosef Pan Chadash, but there's no Isser of Hotza'a Bekaf. Again, so just to summarize the dinim, I know it's a little detailed and complicated. Halacha l'maisa, right? When the food is mamish on the fire, so we paskin or we're choshish for the kolbo, and you should not stir it. It's a chumrah of the kolbo, but it's an accepted chumrah. Whether or not taking food out is forbidden, there's two opinions in the Mishnah Berurah. When the food is not on the fire anymore, so some are machmir, that magus is still a problem. That's the pashtus in the Ramah. He's machmir in that case as well. Is hoitza'a bekaf usser when it's not on the fire? So the Maharival is taka machmir that way, but that's not normative Judaism. That's already a collector's item. That's the basic issue of Hagosa. Now, I should point out that the Avnei Nezer in the Tshuva quotes Rabbi Yeshua of Kutna. Yeshua of Kutna is the Yeshua's Malcho. He's actually one of the big Zionists. No, in the Heter Mechira issue, he was big. Rabbi Yeshua of Kutna says that there's no din of Magus if it's just plain water in the pot. I remember when I was a kid, I went to Camp Monk. So in Camp Monk, they had a massive pot of boiling water that they left on the fire for all Shabbos, a massive pot of boiling water. And when you wanted a cup of tea, you would go in, you would take the big ladle that stayed in the pot the whole time, because as we know, you shouldn't take the ladle out, because then it's going to be potentially nitztanin. And if it's nitztanin, it could be there's going to be an issur bishul to put it back in. So this ladle in the pot the whole time. And people would go and take the water out of the massive pot. I shouldn't tell you. It's mamish al ha'ish. Hotza'a bekaf al ha'ish. Samar machmir. The minig was in Camp Monk that we were makel on this. What's the pshat? The pshat is that Rabbi Yeshua of Kutna says that there's no din of hagosa at all by plain water. The din of hagosa means, right, one of two things. Either you're most, one of three things. You're most of pan chadash, nirekim avashel, or there are certain krutin, there are certain parts that aren't cooked already. But by the water, none of those are true. You might see the water is boiling, no? They kept the water like at a boil all Shabbos. The water is almost boiling. Mosef pan chadash, come on. Right? You know, water is water. And the crut in the little bits of the water that might not be fully cooked, come on, right? So Rabbi Shlomo of Kutna is make. What happens in the Ketzes HaShulchan, he's machmir on Hagosa, even by a water, even by a clear, plain liquid. Moshe Feinstein writes in the Tshuva, he doesn't think that's mistaber at all. He thinks that all the svaris of Hagosa don't apply. If, however, you have chicken soup and the chicken soup has like some vegetables in it, so then already there's room to be very concerned, because it might be mamish nirekim avashel. No, even if it's boiling, but maybe the carrot that's in the soup isn't fully cooked. So that could be a problem, or the krutin issue could be a problem. Or I don't know if it's mosef pan chadash. I don't know if that would be relevant. I should note also that the din of hagosa, when it's on the fire, right, remember, the kobol is machmir if it's on the fire, not to be magus. And some are machmir, the hitza bekaf is also like magus. What about if I have my schnitzel? We like schnitzel, it's good. I have my schnitzel and it's on the plata. Do I have to take the schnitzel off the plata and then take it out of the container? Or can I take it out of the container when it's on the plata? Hotza'a bekaf, or hotza'a bemazlig in this case, is a chayach on the schnitzel. Do you have to be choshesh? Right? Again, for that one opinion of the Mishnah Brura, the hotza'a bekaf, when it's mvushal kol tzarko, is going to be problematic when it's agabi ha'esh. Do you have to be choshesh for that? So the pashtus is no. The pashtus is that this whole din is when it's a liquid. If it's mamash a salad, they take one piece of chicken out. There's no shaychus at all between this piece of chicken and that piece of chicken. No? I take this piece of chicken out with a fork. I ain't no connection, living or dead, to the other piece of chicken. So the pashtus is that there's no din of hagosa at all when I'm being motzi with a fork. So these are some of the din of hagosa that I wanted to talk about. That's found in Simin Shin Yud Ches Se'if. Se'if Yud Ches. I want to talk about now, we're moving from dinim d'oraisa or potential d'oraisa to dinim d'rabbanan. When I say potential d'oraisa, the impression that you get from the Kobo is that he's really choshesh min ha-toira, that hagosa agabe ha'esh is going to be some sort of bishul. I should note that it seems to me, I'd have to do more research, but it seems to me that the pashtus in the Kobo is he holds like my Rabbeinu Yeruchim. The Rabbeinu Yeruchim says that there is bishul achar bishul and something in the mevushal called tzarko if it's mitztamek v'yafalo, right? If the additional cooking makes it right more geshmak. So the pashtus is when they use terms like hosafat pan chadash, right? That probably sounds like in rabbinic Hebrew mitztamek v'yafalo, right? It sounds like it enhances it, which the pash again. I'd have to do a little more research, read the Kobo carefully, read the Rabbi Yeruchim carefully, but the pashtus is these two shitot connect somewhat. Now I want to move from dinim, which are potentially d'oraisa, to dinim, which are entirely in Gansin, not a problem, min ha-toira. The only potential issue is midrabanan, and there are three things that I want to talk about. One is gezeras hefsher. Two will be Shehiyah, three is Hachazara, four is Hatmona. And this will take a stand of this man. Gezeres Hefsher. Gemara tells me on Daf Mem, Lo yitain Adam kiton shomayim keneged ha'esh. I shouldn't put a kiton shomayim keneged ha'esh, b'chdei b'shvil she yisbashel, ela b'chvil ela she yafik tzinasan. Meaning, I shouldn't put the container of water near a fire. I'm not putting it on the fire. I'm putting it near the fire. Don't do it kidei sheyavashel. Only do it kidei lohafeg tzinosim. That's what it says. Now, what does that mean? What does that Gemara mean? So Rashi writes that I should not put a thing of water near a fire and cook it. But if it's lahafig tzinasan, if I'm putting it next to a fire and I am going to take it away right afterwards, right? Boom, boom, right? I just want to remove the chill from it. Zokt Rashi, that's permitted. According to Rashi, what that Gemara is speaking about is a din in the Zman. The Rush argues on Rashi. The Rush says that when I should not put food keneged ha'esh b'shvil she yisbashel ela lahafeg tzinosan, the Rush means don't put it in a place where it could potentially become mivushal. Don't put it in an area that it could potentially reach yad seledes by, even if it's going to take a really long time to get to Yad Soled Espo. Don't do that. According to Rashi, I can take food and put it in a makom that it could get to Yad Soled Espo, so long as I'm going to remove that food right away, or when it will certainly not become Yad Soled Espo. According to Rashi, that's okay. But according to the Rush, I'm not allowed to put the food in a place where it might potentially get Yad Soled Espo. Frek the Egleital, Shino Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Rush, not Rashi. Shulchan Aruch says, don't put food in a makom that it could become Yad Soledes. Okay, great. Frek the Egleital, what's the problem? We have a halacha throughout Masechah Shabbos that Dover She'eno Miskavein is mutter, no? If I don't intend for it to happen, it's mutter. So over here, what am I doing? I'm taking the food. I'm putting it in a place where it could theoretically get cooked, but it's not going to get cooked because my kavana is to remove it right after I take out the kshela. Shulchan Aruch says it's usur, like the Rosh. Why? Why is it usur? It's a davar shein miskaven. It's a good kasha. That's the Eglei Talis kasha. So the Eglei Talis has a yesod, which is debatable. He says this is not called a davar shein miskaven. This is called a psik reisha. Psik reisha on Shabbos means I do action A, the result is inevitable. Here, all right, so psik reisha is chayiv. Moedah Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds a davar shein miskaven is mutter. Moedah Reb Shimon psik reisha that it's chayiv. Zok the Eglei Tal, that what the Rosh is saying is that this is a psik reisha because I put the food in an area that it could be cooked. That's a maisa bishul. Narvas, there's going to come something, it'll be mafkia it midei bishul. But the maisa I did is a maisa hamivashel. Therefore, psik reisha. Now, this is a little bit debatable in Lumdus, right? The Lumdim among us are already beginning to scratch their heads and say, whoa, 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 that's a psik reisha, right? It's an extension, it's a chiddush. But if you look in my dear beloved friend, the Megillah Sefer, he argues that it's not a psik reisha. He brings a few rayas to this. That will take us a little bit far afield. Whatever it is, whatever the lumdus over here is, Shulchan Aruch in Shin Yud Ches Se'if Yud Dalet writes, I'm allowed to put water in a place that it's rachok me ha'esh, she'eino yachol hischameim ba'osa makom ad she'tehe ayad se'ledes. I have to put in a place that I cannot potentially become yad se'ledes, even if it stays there a really long time. Even if I'm going to leave it there for a sha'a ketana, aser kevan sheyachol lehispashel sham. The Rama writes, "Ku hadin bepeiros, o sha'ar devarim hanacholon k'mo shein chayim is going to be aser." Now, when the Rama says "Ku hadin bepeiros," what does that "Ku hadin bepeiros" mean? Does "Ku hadin bepeiros" mean that by fruit? Remember, fruit is different than the liquid that we're talking about in the beginning of the Seif. The Rama writes, why then by Paris? So the Mishnah Brura says, who had then by Paris, it's usser, if you're going to leave it in a place that it could get roasted. Meaning that by a salad, according to the Mishnah Brura, I'm not choshesh to leave it in a place that it could get yad seledes. Because Yad Soledes is not Bishol by a salad. By salads, Bishol is Maichel Ben Drusai. The Mishnah Brura and Ost Tzadi Aleph, and Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach in the Tshuva Chelek Aleph, Simen Yud Aleph, footnote 2, Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, the din of a salad is don't put a salad in a place that it could become nitzle. That's why Mishnah Berurah says it. Read, get to my choven drusoi. But there are other poskim who say, the Shvisas HaShabbos writes, in Sif Katan Lamed, Shvisas HaShabbos writes, that in his opinion, when the Rama writes, who hadin by Paris, it's going on the lushin of the se'if, sif yudalet, meaning that by peiros also, there's an iser to leave it in a place that it could get yad soledes. Right? Remember, the mechaber says, like the rush, don't leave a liquid in a place where it could get yad soledes, even if you leave it there for a long time, even though you have in mind to take it away, don't leave it in a place it could get yad soledes. That's what it says by a liquid. The Rama writes, who hadin peiros. So what does who hadin peiros mean? The Mishnah Berurah says, who adin peiros means, don't leave it in a place where it could be nitzla. And Rav Shlomo Zalman understands what that means is don't leave the peiros in a place that it could get lidei maicho ben shusai. Right? Just having the fruit become 113 degrees Fahrenheit, the cha'ora ain't much that happens when the fruit becomes 113 degrees Fahrenheit. Right? It's not going to be more edible because of that. But the Shvisas HaShabbos in Sifkat and Lamed says that the Hu Hadin means Hu Hadin. In other words, the Hu Hadin is saying that even by Paris, you cannot leave them until it gets to the shear of Yad Seledes. You cannot leave the Paris in a place where it could become Yad Seledes. Because, explains the Shvisas HaShabbos, and again, we mentioned that the Shvisas HaShabbos, one of the beauties of the Sefer, as he talks about, and I spoke about this with like this Talmud Chacham, that Talmud Chacham, and Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank came in, and they discussed, it could be that there's a din of Chatzi Shir Aser Min HaTayra by Bishul. And that din of Chatzi Shir by Bishul, it can't be if it gets a teeny bit hotter. Right? No one's going to say that if I take food out of my refrigerator, right, and it goes from 38 degrees and it goes to 80 degrees, no one's going to say that's bishul, no? Even if it goes to 104 degrees, is that bishul? Probably not. There's got to be some threshold, right? Bishul by solids is Michael ben Drusoy. Zucht the Shvisas HaShabbos, and he quotes Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, that Maicho ben Drusai is real bishul, Yad Soledes is going to be the Chatzi Shir official. Beneath Yad Soledes is not even the Chatzi Shir. This issue, of course, was part of that machlokas between Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and the Chazon Ish. If you remember, the Chazon Ish had his razzle-dazzle mahalach to Asra electricity, that the wires become somewhat hot. And we say, what do you mean it comes somewhat hot? A wire is a non-food item. Bishul by a non-food item is only when it goes from hard to soft, soft to hard. So what's the problem? Chazon Ish says, no, once it's Yad Seledes, it's Chatzi Shir of Bishul. The Shvisas HaShabbos and Seif Katan Lamed is saying that, right? At least by solid food. That's going to be a Chatzi Shir by Bishul, at least by solid food. Now, what emerges over here is that you're not supposed to leave a liquid where it can get to Yad Seledes, even if you intend to remove it right away. You shouldn't leave a solid in a place where it could get either to Yad Seledes or to Maicho ben Drusai. That's somewhat questionable. What about a Dover Lach Shenitztanein? So over here, I have an interesting idea. And Rav Shlomo Zalman is makel on this, right? One of the possibilities is that maybe this Gezeiras Hefsher doesn't apply to Dover Lach Shenitztanein. I have a baby bottle that I made with boiling water in the formula, right? And now it's cold. I want to rewarm that baby bottle. Can I put it in a place that it could become Yad Seledes if I leave it there long enough, but I'm going to remove it before it gets to Yad Seledes, and just takes out the chill in order to give it to the baby. So, let's go slowly. Is there bishul achar bishul by a davar lach shenitztanein? Well, Rashi says yes. But Rashi himself says that you're allowed to leave food in a place where it could get Yad Seledes, providing you remove it right away. So it could be, right? If you play the name game, right? It could be that it's going to be okay. Rav Shlomo Zalman says he thinks there's room to be makel on this, even though out the name game, it's not so pashut, because the Rosh is machmir in both cases. The Rosh is machmir on davar lach shenitzbashel v'nitztanein, and the Rosh is machmir, don't leave it in a place that could become Yad Soledes if you leave it there long enough. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, maybe it could be makel. Now, it's also difficult. Can you make a Svek Sveka out of a Shita of Rashi that doesn't make it to Shulchan Aruch at all? Right? The Mechab, I remember, is a Sefer Limud, like Dr. Isidore Twersky, Rabbi Twersky's father, points out. Shulchan Aruch often quotes two different opinions. Why is he quoting two opinions? He quotes two opinions because both opinions have certain, that you can rely on them to some extent. But if you have an opinion that is in the Beis Yosef that doesn't make it to the Shulchan Aruch, does that mean you can't be mitzdarf et hasfek sveka? So I'm not sure. Like we pointed out a few times, I think the Beis Yosef is the real sefer halacha. So if a shita makes it to the Beis Yosef, I think it can be mitzuraf to a sfek sveka. Okay, gentlemen. So what we learned today are the dinim of Hagasa and the dinim of the Gezeres Hefsher. Tomorrow I want to talk about Shehiya be'ezras Hashem Yisparach. Monday, we don't have Shir on Sunday. Monday will be Hachazora. Tuesday is Hatmana. And then we'll have a Bechina be'ezras Hashem on Thursday. And it should all be grand. Okay, guys, have a great day.